Welcome back to the Don't Forget to Breathe podcast.
Don't forget to breathe.
I said that.
I know. I'm just joking. Oh my
goodness. You're making me mess up.
I know.
Just on purpose joking, at this point. I'm joking.
So we just did our warm-up exercises to...
Whatever.
Anyway, one day I'm going to record him doing it. It's so funny.
It's effective.
It's... Yeah.
You got to loosen the...
He sounds like... He does like the Migos ad-libs.
Oh my goodness.
Like sometimes. And then he starts like... talking like a bird. Go, 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 go.
Goodness.
I'm going to record it, I swear, one day.
That was a private moment.
Well, I'm going to tell the world, honey. I'm going to tell the world.
Betrayed. Anyway, I'm Anthony.
And this is Sade. And welcome to... Oh, we already said that.
Yeah.
So we wanted to start off the podcast a little differently this time and start off with a different segment to kind of ease into it. And it's called This or That. Are you ready?
Ease into it like a...
Are you... nothing dirty, please.
I wasn't... Oh, my goodness. Never mind.
All right.
I was about to say like a knife in the pie, but whatever.
You lying.
No, I was.
All right.
Whatever.
So, are you ready for what I got to say?
No.
Okay. So, this or that?
That.
I didn't say anything yet. Okay. So, the woods or the ocean? Basically, the mountains or the beach.
To do
what do you, this or that? What do you pick?
What are we doing?
You pick one.
No, I mean, like, what are you doing at the mountains or the beach?
You are asking way too many questions. Just pick one. What do you prefer? Lord, you are too logical. Well, what are we going to do while we're there for them 4 hours? What are we doing?
I mean,
whatever you want to do. How about that? Whatever you want to do. Whatever you usually do at the mountains or the beach.
I don't know. I mean...
I know this would be hard for you because I know you like both for different reasons.
Yeah.
It's like the mountains you like to go and like, you know, okay, kind of like let go and like think and stuff.
Beach.
And then that would be wonderful. Yeah. So, okay, that would be hard for me too, but I would say mountains... It's better if you're alone. An ocean would be better if you're with a group of people. But I know if you have to pick one, so I'll pick mountains. Like going in the woods or mountains, like, you know, and just walking around and kind
of
like...
Why do you need a group of people at the beach?
No, I'm just, you know, to drink and like chill and, you know, your family and stuff. I'm just saying the mountains you can go by yourself, chill, like listen to the stream and like...
Okay, well...
Think and, like, let go, meditate.
She can do that at the beach, too.
You can, but why are you... Listen, I picked mine, you pick yours. Don't get mad at what I picked.
No, I'm not. I'm just
saying, for me, I like places where there's not a lot of people. I don't like a lot of, you know...
Yeah.
The public.
I guess like because the beach doesn't...
And the beach gets hot.
The
and
beach
like,
doesn't have to have people there.
It doesn't have to, but it gets real hot. You gotta keep applying sunblock.
Depending on the year.
And then I don't swim in the... You can't swim
in
the
blacks,
ocean.
So I don't be putting on sunblock. Even though we should, but
the
I
blacks,
don't.
Blacks, really? But I, as far as swimming, you do that more in a pool versus the ocean, right?
Yeah.
You just kind of wade in the ocean. That's all you can do. In the mountains, you can just... You can climb. You can, like, you know, hike. You can scream if you want. I don't know. That's just, you know.
You can do that at the beach.
You can, but you may get arrested.
I would say...
See, you're thinking too hard into it. This
okay,
is gonna be
so I'm going to say the woods, because the woods...
Okay.
I mean, and this is my... I'm about to say lyrical breakdown. My logical breakdown of it.
Okay.
Because you can easily find the woods. That's easy to find.
Oh, you have to drive to the beach and stuff.
I mean,
instead
it's more
of
likely
like, you still have to drive to them, but it's like you can stay in Atlanta and find a, you know, you can't find a beach.
I mean, I didn't
can
know we were talking about Atlanta.
You can't find
but...
a beach. No, I thought you meant like you just don't like the travel there, like to go into. Oh, I'm going to let you
stay
speak.
Right
sorry.
There, I'll tell you.
I'm sorry.
I promise I'll get to it.
Okay. Go ahead.
Don't worry.
Go ahead.
Okay, so the woods. You can find a woods anywhere, just mm-hmm. about. You can find some kind of nature with some trees and whatever. You can find that anywhere. Finding a good beach, I would say, is harder than finding a good woods.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Also, I mean, I like the beach for, you know, I like looking at the water, large body of water. It's very calming and everything. Yeah. That's nice or whatever.
So the visual is probably better at the, just watching the sunset and all that. That would be beautiful. Yeah.
Well, I mean.
But like the environment, woods, probably. But like, you know, as far as like overall experience, I guess. Like, but the ocean, that would be nice like at sunset. Watching the sun go down and the ocean, like. You already picked one, so
no, I didn't finish my explanation.
Okay.
Anyway,
I thought you were done.
No.
Sorry. Go ahead.
I hadn't thought about this. No, I mean, okay. So the beach, it's great. Yes, the sunset and the blah 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 and all that kind of stuff. The water, you don't really want to swim in it because it's salt water. So
yeah.
I mean, it's not the worst, but swimming at the beach is not the same as swimming at a pool. So if you want to go there and swim, the beach isn't the ideal place, but right. It is relaxing to be in a big body of water. For me,
no, it is.
I like looking at the water, especially if you go down there in the morning, and it's very calming and it's peaceful. I like that.
But there can be like streams and like little, you know, like ponds and lake. You know, there's different things in the.
It's not the same effect as looking at the ocean. Because the ocean, for me,
it's a big body of. It's just never ending.
The ocean, for me, you look at it and you just feel like. Whatever,
like you're small.
Yeah, your problems, whatever's going on with you. You feel very insignificant, which is fine. Yeah. I think you need to feel that, but it's peaceful in a different way to me.
Yeah, I would say the time of day would matter to me too. It depends on if we're going into detail. Are we talking, you know, right before sunset? Are we talking about during the day, like midday? Yeah.
I don't care about the midday, but I mean, because I mean, I don't go to the beach to tan. I don't care about that.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. It gets hot for Black folks, so yeah.
I mean, so I'm just there to, like, you know, I know it's relaxing, but then there's the downfalls of the beach. Sand is annoying.
If there are any.
If there are people,
or kids,
annoying.
And yeah, it's like, ugh.
I mean, it can be annoying, but it is relaxing at the same time. I do like it, but as far as the woods, I mean, I know I spend a lot of time in the woods, like, trying to be undepressed and, you know, just wandering. You can wander, you can walk, you see so many different things.
Mm-hmm,
it's peaceful
because like,
there's, you know, people don't flock to the woods, so you're more likely
to. And it's colorful and
easier to find some space that you're alone in the woods. You know, there are annoyances. There was at one time I went hiking in the morning, and like it was right after it rained, and there was a lot of spider webs everywhere. I had gotten one in my hair.
Oh, no. Okay, like, so this is where we end the segment, guys. So this or that.
No,
okay, let's go into the topic.
No, I got it out.
Oh, my God.
No, I figured it out. What you do, I figured it out while I was out there. I got a stick with like a little spindly long stick, and I walked down the path and just held it in front of me.
I would have went my ass home. Oh, sorry.
You still got to go. No. You still have to walk through the woods to get home.
Oh, my God, no.
I'm not going to let that ruin my trip.
Well, that's you.
Right. I figured it out. I used a stick and it caught all the spider webs, so I didn't have to, you know. I don't know. But I went early. It was fine. That happened like that only one time. I don't know why it was so heavy that day, but they were out there that day. But, I mean, just walk with a stick.
Yeah.
Hold it
walk,
in front of
walk
you.
With
and
a stick. That sounds like a rap song. Like, walk with a stick. I walk with a stick. Get it?
Yeah. Or walk it like a tumble.
Yeah.
Also.
Like, walk with a limp, walk with a stick. Like. Yeah,
I thought you were talking about like the gun. But...
Oh, yeah, that's what I meant.
Because of that song, pull up with the stick.
Okay.
It's by
so
Lil,
we're gonna get into our
it's by Lil something or other.
I don't care.
I don't know who's name.
Lil. I don't care about no Lils. Don't you be mean. Never mind. So today we're gonna talk about some the misconceptions of cardio exercise and weight training.
Yeah.
So, you want to start it off?
Well, okay, so the reason why we're thinking about this is because a lot of times, like, you know, you're at work or wherever else in your life, every time somebody talks about, like, oh, I need to get fit, or they talk about their New Year's resolution, like, oh, I'm going to go to the gym, or 90% of the time, especially at the top of the year, you're going to see a ton of people on the treadmills, ellipticals, or whatever, where you're talking to people at work. They're all talking about like, oh, well, I was doing this, or, oh, I'm getting my steps in, and blah, blah, blah. And all this stuff that's entirely focused on doing the most cardio ever to lose any kind of weight or get in any kind of shape or anything like that.
Yeah, and people tend to neglect weight training or don't even think about it. Don't think of it as an option.
Yeah, they don't even
think about it. And I would say women, like, that was one thing, like, when I first started my work exercise journey or fitness journey, was that when I went to the gym, I saw women mostly on, like, the machines and not, like, by the weights and all that stuff. So I that was, like, a misconception of mine, like, that women don't lift weights. You know, and that's like a popular misconception.
I mean, I think a lot of people have it. I mean, there's the, you know, like, oh, you're going to get, you don't want to get
bulky, you don't want to look manly, and like, even and though blah, women blah, blah. Don't have a lot of testosterone. So it's like, we can if we take up, you know, certain.
People may be more prone to it than other people.
That's true. Your genetics and all that. Yeah.
But most people, you're not gonna look like a dude just because you start lifting some weights.
Yeah. If anything, you look better. A better version of your shape now, because you can reshape your body. You know, a lot of people don't realize that. You know, and they run to the doctor and stuff like that, and it's like, bro, you could have just, you know, it takes longer, of course. It takes a while to reshape your body. It takes, you know, a lot years of muscle building.
Yeah.
Building the booty and stuff, but it's like, it's possible you can build your booty.
They may be building other body parts too.
I'm just use that as an example, because a lot of women want a nice booty.
That's the only elite.
I know it's not the only muscle group.
That's
just
the only
saying.
Muscle group women think about.
Yes, and that's why a lot of people market towards that, like with women.
To be fair, it's the only muscle group men think about. Anyway, go ahead.
You are not making that any better. That. What you just?
I know. I'm trying to present duality.
So basically,
trying to be support women and also.
All right.
Objectify them.
Goodbye.
At one time.
All right. So some things that, like, weight is, you know, basically are the pros of weight training. I looked up a couple of references and stuff, and they said that weightlifting actually boosts your metabolism for a lot longer after, you know, you're done. So you're still burning fat afterwards, or burning calories afterwards, like up to maybe even 80 calories, up to 80 calories or so.
Yeah.
So up to 38 hours, you'll still be burning calories. So I find that's already like that would be a winner for me, because I would, you know, more calories burned. It's like, okay, I want to lose fat. So come on now.
Yeah.
Like, you know, so that would be a winner for me. But also, of course, it's better for building muscles. You're not going to build muscle, you know, just doing cardio. Unless you're doing sprints or something like that, where it's like intervals.
I mean,
if
you just started, you went from sitting on the couch or whatever, and you started doing some kind of cardio, you are going to build some muscle, just not much.
Yeah, like, yeah, that's true.
You'll get stronger up to a certain point, and then, you know, whatever. Anyway,
And it's also, I would say from my own perspective, this isn't from like any reference, but it's more fun weight training, right?
Yeah,
I think it's more fun because you get to do certain, you know, movements. So you're not on a machine the whole time, like just doing the same movement. Da, 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 da. So I would say that because of that, it's more sustainable, and you're more likely to continue doing it.
Yeah,
because it's not boring.
Yeah,
because there are also different types. I mean, yeah. So go ahead. What were you gonna say? Sorry.
No, it's not boring, and then that's why I can't run on a treadmill, because I get bored too easily.
Yeah.
I can
unless you do sprints, but that is similar to weight training where you're...
I used to do like, okay, well, I'm going to do a mile. After that, I am way too bored. I don't care what's on the TV or what I'm listening to. I do not want to do this anymore.
Yeah.
And then also, it's very time consuming, because I know we've been to the gym. Somebody was on the machine when we got there. I don't know how long they were there before that.
I know.
And when we left, like 30, 45 minutes later, they were still on that machine.
No, I see people on my Instagram doing that, where they're burning up to like 1,000 calories, like being on the treadmill for an hour. And I'm like, are you eating enough food to be burning that many, you know?
Who has an hour to be on the treadmill?
That too, yeah. It's like,
I get way too bored to be on it. I cannot do that.
Yeah, not me either.
What are you looking up? Oh, my God. Anyway, I would say, I forgot what I was about to say.
You forgot.
Yeah, you go ahead.
Usually you'd be getting mad at me for interrupting.
I
mean,
well, yeah, because I went blank. You distracted me.
I would say also another misconception would be like, doing cardio, if you're gonna do both cardio and weight training, doing cardio before weight training is better. I've heard if you do it before you do your weight training session, you're actually gonna lose some muscle. I don't know. I didn't look up a reference for this one. No, I didn't look up a reference for this one. I just heard it on a YouTube video.
Wait, if you do cardio before you do weight training, that you're going to lose muscle?
I heard this on a YouTube video. I didn't look up the reference, but I don't know.
Well, let's not put that. I mean, so you have to qualify that, because it's like some of these studies, when people make studies, like, oh, it's like the kind of like, oh, should you drink your protein?
Okay, I'm going to look it up right now.
Within 3 hours of your whatever thing. You know, not within 3 hours. You know, the whole like you should eat protein like within 30 minutes after you work out situation, or should you do it before and all that kind of stuff. The studies that go behind
No, I was going to say that basically what you're doing, you're probably not going to build as much muscle if you do your cardio first, because your energy expenditure is going to be, you know, it's going to be up at, because you're wasting all your energy doing cardio over, and then once you get to the weight training, then you're not going to have as much energy to do it.
Okay, well,
so that makes more sense. Yeah, I just looked it up.
Losing muscle, that.
Yeah, like, yeah. No, somebody actually said that on a YouTube video.
I guess technically you could lose muscle, because if you weren't doing that before and you're building muscle and then you started doing that, then you're going to be lifting less, so then technically you could lose muscle,
maybe over time though.
Yeah,
that would be not, over time, if you're always doing it before, like every day. And plus, people aren't doing cardio every day. Most people,
some people go running. They're like, oh, I mean, that's their goal.
Most people that are like us, that are that know, you know, the their information. Then I would say people that want to build muscle. I'll say that people like us that want to build muscle, they're not doing cardio 7 days out of the week.
Yeah.
They would probably pick 2-3 days, like do it maybe a little bit after their workout, you know, after their weight training or something like that. But yeah, that's all I'm saying.
Well, and I would also qualify, just going for a walk isn't, I mean, I guess you could say it's kind of like cardio, but it's not any kind of, going for a walk is not the same as running or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I would, what was I saying before about protein?
Oh, like drinking your protein, like right after your workout.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Okay, so there's studies that say that. I mean, and people will like live by certain things or hear that, like, oh, so I should definitely do it within 30 minutes and stuff like that. When you look at the actual research, it's like, well, it, you know, it's like such a minor like difference that the average person, it's not going to matter. It's like, just make sure you're getting enough protein throughout the day. Like right after your workout, sure, it could be pulled into your muscles more efficiently and blah, blah, blah. And then, but it's like the time is like longer. I mean, and I'm not kind of go into that right now because I don't have the numbers in front of me. The time is longer that it could be absorbed than what you think. And so sometimes when you just hear a thing, or people just hear like a snippet of information, like, oh, I should do this, and like, oh,
that just, then that, they go that off just of happened that. Where I said that.
I
actually just looked it up, by the way, and it does say that it's a myth. Cardio kills muscle gains, and it's saying that performing cardio won't melt muscle, it'll actually improve weightlifting performance. As the cardiovascular system becomes more efficient, it carries over to better muscle recovery during lifting, so more weight can be lifted and the intensity level can be pushed. Focus on gearing cardio sessions to improve resistance training rather than just omitting it.
So, okay, well, that means, yeah, do a combination of both. I know what I used to do, and I don't do it now, because, I mean, I guess we don't really have enough time, but, before you work out, you should warm up. I used to use getting on the treadmill for like, I do like a mile as a warm up.
Mm-hmm.
And so that much isn't wearing me out, but it does warm my body up so I can go and lift weights and everything. So I should do that still. I should do that now, actually. I don't think about it. I know a lot of times we're rushing.
Like run for a mile, though? I don't think that's necessary to warm up. They say only like maybe 5-10 minutes is enough.
That's a mile.
Is that a mile? I don't know. I mean, I haven't ran a mile in so long.
On how long you take on there, but yeah, I would stay on there for a mile. I wasn't necessarily running the whole time, but I'd start walking, do a little bit of jogging.
Seems like that would, you know, be like 20, 30, I don't know. 20, I don't know why minutes. I'm thinking that. I don't know. It just seems like a lot. I remember when I was younger, I ran the mile during.
I think fast for a mile is like 6 minutes or something like that.
Oh,
but
see,
I think
yeah.
the average is like maybe like 8. It's not that, a mile isn't that far.
Oh, okay. Well, never mind.
No, it's not 20, 30 minutes. No, I mean,
It seemed like it took long. 20-30
minutes
at PE.
Once you're better at running or whatever, I mean, you can do, you know, that's like 3 miles. depending on how fast you are, whatever. I don't know. I don't run that much. But yeah, it's not that far. But I used to do that, and I really should. I know we're rushing all the time when we get to the gym, but it's a good warm up, and you get your cardio in, and then it wakes you up. It's like, all right, now I'm ready to work out because I've woken up. I used to use it to watch. I get on there, and then I see, you know, you can plan out your workout, see who's on what machine, trying to strategize where you're
going. I used to do that. Yeah, no, you have to in a crowded gym. Yeah, you got to kind of strategize, like, what am I going to get on next? Who's going to Are they going to be on it much longer? Like, yeah.
Yeah.
You have to.
And it was fun. I mean, in that way, I'm on there and off. I mean, I've seen other people, they do like a mile after or whatever, which is, I mean, that's cool too. I mean,
see, I do mine after, yeah. If I do cardio, which I usually don't, but yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
You don't have time.
We should make time.
Well, yeah, we should, yeah.
We should go to the gym.
Well, no, what I started doing, remember, is like doing my cardio every other day that I'm not weight training.
Oh,
remember I started that like 2 weeks ago?
Well, I mean, as far as like using it.
I haven't been doing that well at it.
Using
it
as a warm-up before when we're working out.
Okay.
As a warm-up. Because that's not enough cardio to really make a difference doing a mile. It's just enough to wake you up
and kind of get your blood flowing.
Yeah, get your heart rate up and all that kind of stuff. It's not like you're going to, you know, burn in the calories when you hit a mile. That's
technically we do warm up. Well, I don't know if you do this, but I usually, when I first start working out, start my weight training session, I do it with no weight first. And then I'll, not with every exercise, but like, let's say squats or something like that, I'll do no weight. Or I'll do band work first to kind of get those muscles going first and, you know.
Well, to sum it up, you should warm up.
Yeah, definitely.
What were we talking about? What's our
topic? What's the topic? And misconceptions, like, of cardio and
Okay, so, I mean, one thing we touched on, we didn't talk much about it, but, you know, like, the conception of women being worried about building muscle and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I think for guys, I'll speak from guys' perspective, I see a lot of guys, they, you know, it's like, all right, when do you lose weight? And they start running and everything. And that's like the only thing they do. Guys are a lot more likely to lift weights and things like that, I think. Because it, you know, culturally or whatever, the, you know, patriarch, whatever, blah, blah, blah. We're more likely to try to lift weights as a go-to.
Yeah.
But I don't think people really consider the effect it can have on you versus just focusing so much on cardio. Because if your goal is to look healthier, to feel healthier, whatever, you want your... For me, I know it was like, all right, well, I want my clothes to look better when I wear them. Remember I told you that? I saw that comment video. I forgot the name of it. And I was like, you know what? I want shirts to fit me like that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that wasn't my whole motivation for working out. But it wasn't motivating. Like, okay, yeah, let me get to it. Because I would like... You know, you want your clothes to look good on you. And some of that comes to... And I hate to do this, but, you know, we talk about it too. When you start working out a lot, sometimes you see people and you're just like, man, if they just...
oh, like lifted a little bit of weight.
Yeah.
It would look...
It can correct some imbalances, posture, and all that kind of stuff.
So posture is a big one, yeah.
Yeah. So with guys, I mean, women too, but from a guy's perspective, I mean, if that's what you care about, with the way clothes look on you and everything, then start lifting those weights. I mean, you can do your cardio if you want or whatever, but this will make a... It'll make a... You will, I would say for me, I'm talking from my perspective, that made the biggest difference when I started seeing the shape and the clothes fitting me the way I wanted them to fit versus like, oh, I just lost them. And now I was never somebody that was like overweight like that, so it's different or whatever, but I feel like, especially if you are losing weight, you know, building up that muscle is what's going to make a difference in long term.
Yeah.
Because you're building up your body. You're going to be stronger.
Yeah.
It's still your natural body,
but just with, yeah.
Yeah.
Just looks better with more muscle.
Yeah, you won't just be like, you know, skinny. You lost all the fat, but then you still got bad posture. And, you know, it just looked weird. It's like, no, build up that muscle too at the same time. And from my opinion, I think you'll find it more, what's the word I'm looking for? I don't know, you'll be more satisfied with the result because you start seeing like that you really look different versus just like, oh, well, you know, I lost some fat. It's like, no, but also my arms look better, my shoulder, you know, I stand up straighter, you know, those kind of things that you, a lot of guys want.
Mm-hmm.
You'll start to see that if you're also including weights and not just walking or running and stuff like that.
Yeah. another misconception would be that I guess all women want to be skinny, I guess. Because yeah. that, I mean, I guess speaking for myself, it's like when I was younger in my early 20s, I would want to, and also it has to do with culture and stuff in the home and everything, because I know my mom had a lot to do with that too, because she praised me as soon as I lost like 15 pounds or something like that and would buy me a whole new wardrobe and stuff like that. But now it's changed into like curvy is like more beautiful. And it's also, I guess it's the media and
I'll say it's more everything mainstream. Has changed it. I think the black people went on that forever, but
yeah, that's true. It's more mainstream. Like we're all races, all, you know, even white people are, but I mean, it's still, I would say still some people think skinny is
still very strong.
Like in the model world and stuff, I think there are more thicker women coming out and stuff and walking the runways and stuff, but it's still, probably going to more likely get work if you're skinny still, but that's in the model world. But I'm saying like on Instagram and on social media and stuff, like.
Well, just, and the general thought of people is that like, that skinny is better, and you know, I mean, because it takes a long time for that to change, because it may be changing with younger generations, but like older generations, no, they're still on the like, no, be as skinny, you know, like you, I mean, because I get on you about it, like every time you say something like, oh, I'm so fat.
I say that, I don't know, I didn't realize like I said thin? That still I say that word.
Yes,
I always say thick though. I'm like, ooh, shit, you know.
No, you say I'm looking thin sometimes.
Well, maybe my stomach. I say like, oh, you know, like I'm slimming down or something, or what? I mean, something like that.
I don't know a specific example, but
don't be lying to the people.
I've heard you say it. Okay. No, because it's a general idea.
I say that about other people, maybe. Yeah. But it doesn't necessarily mean that's what I want for myself.
No, I know, but generally, when people say somebody's thin, the what they're trying to get at, they're framing it as a positive.
Yeah.
Like, as this is the ideal to be thin. And that's very strong with, like, anytime you see, I mean, you know, I don't know, when I'm at work or wherever else, I hear somebody, like, somebody lost weight, or I hear another woman, it's like, oh, you're looking so small. It's, like, always about, like the skinny.
But the funny thing is, when I, you know, we started, like, working out really hard, lifting weights and stuff, it was the men who noticed. They weren't saying, oh, you thin. They're saying, girl, your body is shaping up, like your shape is. They noticed more of the shape, like reshaping of the. Yeah.
That's
you're talking about white. I mean, I don't know what you're talking about. You gotta be more specific when you're.
Because you're talking about black people, of course they don't care about. They're not gonna say. They're not gonna say
bad.
Oh my goodness. No, I mean, I'm talking about the general idea. Sure, I'm sure there's men that contribute to it. I can't speak for that community because I'm not part of that community. But
let me make that real clear. That's what you're like.
Look,
I like Meg Thee Stallion now. Come on.
Look,
I appreciate.
I knew people that I don't know. Whatever. I don't have to go into it, but they were, you know, the high
praise end, like the high end,
the high end type, you know,
the high end type era.
Yeah, I don't know.
The Jessica Simpson with the what do they call the shorts that she wore on Dukes of Hazzard or something? Or what was it?
I don't know.
Anyway, yeah.
I don't know. But no, I've been around people that were like, oh, wow, talking about somebody. Anyway.
That ain't got no.
Yeah. Not to objectify women. This isn't. Anyway, they were talking about somebody, and I was curious, so I looked and was like, I don't know what you're talking about. Also, that's rude to talk about her like that. She has a personality and a name.
Oh, Lord.
I said all this at the time. But anyway, whatever.
That's what you should be looking at first anyway.
Your personality and name. Exactly. Oh, what was the point? Oh. No, I mostly hear from other women talking to other women about how thin somebody is and how whatever that skinny aesthetic. I'm sure there's guys that push that too, but kind of just like how black people push a lot of stuff on each other that started somewhere else that we do it to ourselves now.
Yeah,
I think women do
with
the
skin
same
skin color, hair, texture, all that other stuff. Yeah,
but I think women do it to each other with pushing a certain I mean,
yeah, and I think it is society's fault. I don't think it's like, well, I mean, yeah, we are society, so it is our fault. But I mean, like, yeah. No, I mean, it is the media as well, though. That's what I'm trying to say.
No, yeah,
the media pushes like a certain look, and of course, you're gonna think that's like the, you know, the standard of beauty. And
see,
then
I mean, this is, I mean, it's kind of off topic, but like, kind of the media thing. I think it's something. It's a thing that people like to say, but I'm starting to think, like, but what is the media?
Like, we advertising make, and,
yeah,
and things like that.
Yeah, but we make that now. If you look at Instagram, we are the media. Media has true power, but have a whole lot more control over who we make popular and who we...
Well, I think that's why curvy is getting a little more,
yeah,
like,
yeah,
oh, you know, like, women are wanting to be curvier, going,
yeah,
to the doctor,
well,
going to the gym.
I guess I just mean as far as, like, always...
Going to the gym
a lot
to
of
be
people,
curvy.
I'm not saying you specifically, but a lot of people saying, like, oh, the media. And it's like, well... You can be the media.
Exactly. And that's why it's changed, I
yeah,
think, because
yeah,
of us. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
It's starting to shift or whatever.
But,
I mean,
you know, back when there was just like magazines out and like this and that, that's all,
yeah,
we saw.
That
and that's what
the
they
narrative.
That's what they pushed. Yeah,
yeah.
On TV, the commercials and stuff. I mean, that you can, it's a whole, there's more to it.
Yeah.
Black people, you know, not being the standard of beauty. And that's why we act a certain way and think certain things. And
yeah,
I don't know. It, there's a lot of background to,
yeah,
that.
But
so
you can control your narrative. We have the ability now and the technology and the tools and all that kind of stuff to control our narrative a whole lot more than we used to be able to.
Yeah.
And I mean, I think that, I mean,
and now because cancel culture is so high too, it's like, bro, we'll cancel you behind if you do something that's like, you know, kind of like, okay, we don't agree with that. So
yeah,
it's like, you know,
I mean, cancel, I mean, I don't think it's as strong as people think it is, but
I mean,
it's only
I liked what Killer Mike said on that one interview, the Revolt interview thing, saying that like, don't cancel all of one business, like the entire corporation, because there are some, you know, small,
yeah,
businesses, or what are they called, that people own them, like franchises open,
yeah,
in Atlanta or something that black people own, that you're going to cancel because of what one business, certain specific business location did. And it's like, that,
yeah,
can be kind of messed up. It's like you're messing up your own people's, you know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, in
economy
and
stuff,
I feel like,
status.
I mean, this is way off topic, but I think it
this is way off. Yeah.
I think canceling is only effective until the next whatever thing happens.
And then they're on to the next
forgot,
one and
like,
forget.
Oh, wait, were we
no, that's true, because we have a very short attention span nowadays.
And,
yeah,
and people do these mass, like, oh, let's boycott the whole thing or whatever, because it's a whole lot easier than actually doing any kind of research. People are lazy.
No, yeah, that's
so
right.
So it's like, it's a whole lot easier to just send
and
out
I
a tweet
that.
Or whatever. IG, you know, it's easier,
yeah,
to just make a post about something to,
yeah,
actually
people,
do something.
People
so
will see one tweet or one little snippet of something, and that's why, and go with it. And it's,
yeah,
like, you didn't watch the rest of the video or didn't watch the rest of... That's why,
no,
that one guy you
lazy
were saying that wrote the book, like, saying,
yeah,
like, you black people are so, like, fast to jump on, oh, they're racist. And it's like, you're not looking at the entire picture sometimes. Like,
yeah,
I feel like, yeah, that could be the
and
possibility. Something that could be true.
It can be to your detriment when you limit your,
but
your
limit, your, yeah,
ability to, or you
to analyze,
yeah,
situations,
because you've
and
already decided
what,
once you put something into a box or label it or something like that, you've already decided what it is, and you limit your ability to learn anything else from it. But,
yeah,
you've already categorized it, and, you know, kind of like cardio. Smooth transition back into topic.
Like they do with the ads sometimes. Like, oh, speaking of the color purple. Yeah, you know. Like,
no, but
purple,
I mean,
mattress,
in the same way,
this,
people look at,
yeah,
like doing a certain type of workout, certain type of diet or anything because it's been put out there so long, or wanting to go after a certain look because it's been put out there for so long. Even if there's people or images fighting against that now, or information and stuff like that, a lot of people don't want to do the research. They want to do whatever they saw first or what their mama told them.
Yeah, it
or
starts
whatever
in the home, a,
yeah,
lot of things.
Or,
yeah,
whatever just was just the ideal that has been around for a long time. A lot of people aren't willing to. It's hard for people to change that, honestly. I mean,
yeah,
I get that, but I mean, that's, I don't know. That's part of the reason why we're talking about it, because you, I don't know, like, you can create the, I don't want to just say that, but I'll say you could create the body that you want. That's not what I'm on, but I mean, to a degree.
I mean, that's true. but
kind of.
Yeah.
But I mean, I don't want to go into details, but sometimes you may need to change your idea of what body you want. Beauty also. Is, so. Yeah. So that's why I didn't want to say that, create the body you want, because, I mean, what you want may be trash, so.
Yeah.
I mean, it may not be good. And then, you know, you have a, whatever. I don't want to go into that, but.
Wait, what is it called? Body made wrong. Remember we used to say that back in, oh, wait, you're not my age, never mind. We used to say you got a BMW, body made wrong.
No, well, that's hateful, and I would never say anything like that.
No, I didn't say it. Just people, you know, kids are mean.
As an upstanding just for individual reference, of though. The internet, I would never talk about anybody about that because their body, their right. I wouldn't.
Whatever. Just for reference, everyone, my mom is white, and that's why I mentioned the whole like standard of beauty she had, like being skinny when she grew up. She grew up in the Twiggy era, and that was like. Twiggy's a model that was really, really stick skinny, and that's what she grew up, you know, as a standard of beauty.
Saw that, yeah.
And so that's why she. I'm not saying that. I don't want to bash her on here, but it's like, you know, she's a great mom and stuff. But it's like that's how that started for me. The whole skinny, yeah. The thin. It's like I need to lose weight. I need to lose, you know.
It's a generational thing. I mean, yeah. Because I'm sure it happened to her, and
it happened to her. Yeah, definitely.
Years and years and whatever. I'm glad now that. Even if it's on a smaller scale, that idea is starting to change.
It is,
people
yeah.
that we mm-hmm. see around and everything, or, you know, some famous people, too, are like, and not just black people, you know, other people are mm-hmm. also embracing the idea that they can be curvy, they can have, you know, lift yeah. weights and stuff like
and
that.
And that other races are on that,
build
too,
some structure yeah. into their body, not just try to be as... frail as possible. mm-hmm. So I think it's good. I mean, it gives me hope for the future.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Just make sure you're teaching your kids, you know.
Yeah. Don't be
scared
that
they're beautiful regardless.
I mean.
Well, also healthy. I mean, yeah. You need to be healthy at the same time. But like, yeah, like everyone's standard of beauty can be different. Yeah. So.
I mean, one thing. I mean, we haven't talked about it exactly, but you know, one thing you talked about before was. Like when mm-hmm. you did start lifting weights, like how it felt as a woman going over there and.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it felt very. I mean, it was awkward, of course, like at first, you know? And then it got to the point where I was so confident I would be the only woman over there a lot of times. And it's like, I don't give a damn what y'all think. Like, you know? And then, of course, all the men would be looking, like, you know, almost mesmerized, you know, like, wow, she's over here lifting weight, you know? Like. No, that's happened where men look. Oh, you're saying they look for a different
reason.
That's
not what
we
were thinking about.
Okay, but whatever.
Let's go with that. Go ahead.
Let me think what I want to think.
Whatever helps you. Go ahead.
You messed it up. I'm done.
No, go ahead.
I'm done.
No, I'm sure they were being supportive. Go ahead.
I'm just saying. Like.
Well, this is what I would say. I mean, if more women go over there, then it'll make that
yeah,
one,
and that's what that, happened.
It'll
that's
it'll help
happened.
That one
yeah.
woman that goes over there now to
exactly.
be to have more people help other people feel comfortable.
And that's
over
why
there, so.
The internet does that too, because you see a lot of women nowadays, yeah, lifting really heavy, and it's like I want to do that too. So I'm gonna go over there next.
So sometimes,
time I'm at the gym. And,
I mean, because the internet isn't the internet shows you I don't know how to word it, but it's not reality in a way. It's kind of like, you know, you see people dress on the internet and then you at the gym and then you go to the gym and nobody's dressed like that.
And oh, when you do that's see, just like 1% of the population.
Yeah.
You know, it's not it.
Yeah, we're seeing
most
a very
people,
like
yeah.
focused percentage of the
I
population. So it's
yeah.
not a lot of times you're not going to see that many people when you actually go to the gym. Mm-hmm. But you can kind
but
of help create that kind
but
of.
But I say it's gotten way better now when we go to the gym. There are mostly women over there at the, you know, not at the dumbbells, but at the, like, the squat, the rack, like, the bar.
Oh, mostly? I mean, I do see a
there
lot.
There are a
yeah.
lot of women, yeah.
No,
okay, maybe I'm going too far saying mostly, but, like,
there's
I would
a lot.
Say there's half yeah. and half. It's, like, very even, like, equal.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that makes me feel good, you know, because the other day we went to the gym, remember that Asian girl was beside us, like, lifting, you know, mm-hmm. doing her thing, and I was like, go you go, girl, like, you know,
yeah.
it's like women empowerment. I love that. It makes,
no, yeah.
makes me feel
no, it's
good that we've gotten to that point of, like, accepting women,
yeah.
you know, doing their thing in the
yeah.
gym.
No, that's good. I mean,
lifting
you're...
heavy, do what you want to do.
I know some
don't need no
be...
man to... help you out with your weights and, you know, lift them yourself.
You should.
Unless you like almost fall with the waves, then you may need a little bit of help instead of just saying, "Oh, I thought you had it." I didn't say I thought you had it.
Uh-huh. I saw that you had it.
Oh, whatever.
And you were fine. I was empowering you.
I almost
you.
Dropped my weights one time, and then he didn't try to help me.
I almost dropped my weights multiple times.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying, I don't know. You had it. It wasn't because it was heavy.
I mean, I had no choice but to have it. That was the thing. I was like, oh, either I'm going to, you know, bust my butt and embarrass myself right now. Or, so I tried hard. I was sitting there like, like giving it all I had. Like,
well, to paint the picture so it doesn't sound like, well, I was sitting there for like 5 minutes watching you. Just like,
it was a good probably 30 seconds.
It was not 30. Oh, my goodness.
It was.
30 seconds? That's a long time. It was not 30 seconds. This was literally, you're trying to put it back on there. I was doing another workout.
But and you did have time, though. If you had faster reaction, I'm just saying, some people would have been
over
there.
If that
thing
was going to fall, I would have been over there just in time to help it fall. It would have been more of me being there for moral support than actually being effective. Because it was not that long. I didn't even notice that it was happening until I looked up, because I was doing another workout.
Mm-hmm.
And then you were putting it back up, and then
so this is what we do, guys. We argue back and forth about little things. This is our relationship.
Oh,
welcome.
The point is, if I had known, I would have helped you. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. Everybody accidentally doesn't put their, when they're doing squats, everybody struggles with putting the thing back on there.
It was too high. I would say, because I saw people afterwards. I noticed people were going under and bending over. Going under the bar. Like, kind of bending their knees a little bit to get under there. Instead of, like, straining to,
Because I had it set for me, and then you're a little bit shorter, so.
But all in all, what are our last words to the people?
Five and all.
So. I am 5'8".
It was, wasn't it 5'7" and 3/4"?
No!
Or was it 5?
And plus, I look like I'm 5'10". Mm-hmm. I look like I'm, compared to other people, regular people. No, like people I just work with and see about out and about. I'm tall. I'm a tall girl.
I'm not saying you're not. I'm just saying.
People think I'm 5'10". Just FYI. Right. Okay. Yeah. So, yeah.
We shouldn't base our opinions of ourselves on the thoughts of others.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
So that means I don't have to care about what you're saying right now. Okay. So. Mm. So all in all,
what are our takeaways?
Yeah, what are our takeaways?
Lift
weights, guys.
Lift weights, get dates. I don't know. Sorry.
Oh my goodness.
It rhymes, so it works. It's rhymes,
I would say
it rhymes, so it's true.
Sure. Whatever you say. I would say for women, I guess, don't be afraid to go over to lift weights. I would say start at a really low weight, so you're working on your form first, so you don't embarrass yourself. Don't start off too heavy. Mm-hmm. But go over there and don't worry about what other people are looking at. Focus in on your workout and lift weights. So, and especially if you want to reshape your body, because you can reshape your body. I've done it already, and I'm not at my goal yet, but I've already seen myself transform a little bit since I've started. So
I would say, for guys, go lift weights. I mean, you don't have to, you can burn fat and all that other kind of stuff lifting weights. So don't feel like that you need to spend 6 hours on the treadmill. Like, one, nobody got time for that. Two, it's boring. And three, it's not going to build muscle like you want.
Yeah.
So
you want good posture too, and
yeah, it'll fix your posture.
I mean, it
your
looks really
look
good.
Better.
You can tell when people, because we're out and about. Sorry, my mouth is really wet all the time. So when we're out and about, we always see people. We notice when people work out. It's like, wow, she works out. He works, He doesn't work out and cheat.
Well, I don't do that.
you mentioned we sometimes say you can't go back on that now.
I'm not saying we're going walk around saying it. I'm saying sometimes I have a thought. Yeah, it's like, hey, you know, this,
that's what
just
I
because
mean.
We go to the gym all the time and we, you know, we have certain goals. Yeah. But I don't want to. I'm not being a hateful.
Downing on yeah.
Yeah,
it's just a thought.
I'm just like, okay.
But that same thought is they look like they have really good posture. You can just tell when somebody walks.
Yeah, you carry yourself certain way, and it feels good. And you look at them and you're like, oh wow, I look like
healthy and like
solid, like I can do something. And it's not like you have to be the biggest person in the gym. Just you look like you have, you know, I don't know, like you can handle yourself. I don't know. you don't look like you're fragile or something. Yeah. I don't know. You don't look. I mean, it sounds mean, but you don't look sloppy. Is what I'm trying
to
say.
Yeah.
And that has nothing to do with how much fat you have in your body or whatever. It's just the way you carry yourself. You don't look like that. I mean, you start building that structure and everything in your body, hitting those muscles that you don't normally hit,
mm-hmm.
sitting in front of a computer, and you know.
Another quick misconception that I didn't mention, you don't have to work out your neck.
Oh my goodness.
Sorry.
Leave that man alone. Maybe he had an injury.
I was thinking that. I was like, maybe his doctor had him go in there. Well, why can't you do that at home? There was this guy in the gym. It was years ago now at our old gym where he was sitting in there with a resistance band working out his neck. Like,
I don't know, man.
I don't know what that was. If anybody knows, please let us know. Like, maybe have you ever heard of neck like exercise? Or I've never heard of that.
He had some kind of injury, but it did look funny in the gym. I won't say that.
Yeah, it was just entertaining. You know, it belonged on one of those videos of, you know, like, I'm being mean. Okay,
anyway.
let's end this. So
maybe everybody needs neck day. Anyway, on that note,
no, you didn't.
Anyway, we gotta close now.
No,
we have to close. We have to close.
Okay,
on that
okay,
note.
Okay. You're, what if your mom?
No,
okay.
Don't,
all right. So
you make it worse if you try to.
Okay. So guys, I guess we'll see you on the next one. Yeah.
Oh, make sure you follow us on the internet.
We'll leave the links below.
We have Instagram now.
Yeah.
DF2B, number 2B pod.
Yeah.
That's on Instagram. Yeah, we'll put the links in there too. We're also on Facebook. We're on Twitter. Most importantly, go to our website, solelyshade.com, and you'll see all the podcasts and everything. Leave us a review.
And
talk to you next time.
See ya.